Hi, friends. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. Thanks for joining us today. My name is Steve. I will be your host these next 2 days as we dig into this month's sports feature. We are on page 40 in the Advanced Studio Classroom magazine. So if you have your magazines, please open them to page 40. If you have the magazine, maybe in digital format on your computer, your laptop, please find us there on page 40. We're talking about sports, and we'll be talking about how they relate to economics and the future of children who play sports. With me in the studio today, we have Lois. Welcome back, Lois.
Hi, Steve. It's great to be here, and it's great to have these listeners tuning in.
Yes. Love having you here as well. We have Albert. Welcome back, Albert.
Thanks, Steve. Looking forward to talking about this with you, too.
Okay. The title is The Benefits of Being a Child Athlete. Okay, so we're going to find out that there are some benefits if your child is involved in sports. Now, just to open things up a little bit, I'm going to ask you two, if you were athletes growing up, Lois?
No, I wasn't an athlete growing up. Mind you, I did a lot with swimming. And I took swimming lessons. I was in competitions a bit for swimming.
Uh-huh.
And I really enjoyed it. And being that I am Canadian, as a kid, I spent lots of time on an ice rink, either outside or inside.
Mm. Okay. For sure, Lois. Come on. Swimming is a sport,
yes,
right?
It is.
So I would say...
It's a life skill and a sport. And I would love to encourage all parents listening today and grandparents, have your children or grandchildren learn to swim.
Yes.
It's great exercise later on in life and great enjoyment for an individual.
Right. I would say swimmers are definitely athletes. They're probably some of the best conditioned athletes. As you said, Lois, it's great exercise. How about you, Albert?
I definitely agree that swimmers are athletes. Let's see, I think in 7th and 8th grade and in high school for 1 year, I did track and field for a total of 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to seeing how this article translates that sport team effort. What are the benefits? What about you, Steve?
Yes, I grew up playing baseball, Little League baseball, and I think I played soccer for a few years. Yeah, definitely involved in some sports as a kid. Albert, just really quickly, what events were you in track and field?
Long distance, mainly.
Okay, running.
Yeah, relay.
Relay. Okay, good, good. Well, I think most parents want their children to be well-rounded, right? They want their children to be able to do a lot of different things. So one thing we're going to consider today, is it beneficial to maybe encourage, force your child to get involved in athletics? I grew up with some friends where their father, one friend in particular, her father, forced her to choose a sport and choose an instrument in addition to her studies. She had to learn music and she had to be involved in at least one sport in school. And I kind of see the wisdom in that, you know.
It's funny that you mentioned that, Steve. I read an article in Canada probably when I was pregnant with one of my children, and it was like an article that said, give your child a sport and an instrument and they'll thank you for life.
Yeah.
And so my kids were at first put in sports. They weren't fighting against it, but they were put in sports, and they also each had to have an instrument. My kids are definitely athletic and musical as well.
Yes, there are definitely things being part of an athletic team teaches children and adults, some great life lessons that are very difficult to learn outside of the athletic world, right? One of those things involves job opportunities. We're going to learn about that today. So let's get into the lesson. We'll start reading on page 40, The Benefits of Being a Child Athlete.
The benefits of being a child athlete. Economists share the advantages of sports for our children. Lori Wolk, a mother of three, was pleased after colleges came to her community to recruit athletes. Sports open up doors for my daughter, but it's all driven by my kids. If they wanted to stop playing tomorrow, I tell them to stop playing tomorrow, says Wolk. I wouldn't tell my kids they need to play a varsity sport in order to be successful in life. No worries, economists will tell them for you. They've known for decades that former varsity athletes earn more money. Now research shows why. Prospective employers perceive them to have better leadership skills and greater self-confidence than graduates who participated in extracurricular activities, such as band or yearbook. This is not a license to berate our kids after plays go bad, because experts also explain that our kids don't need to be the top athletes on the varsity teams, or even on the varsity teams for that matter, to get the money-making skills from sports that are so coveted by corporations.
Okay, thank you, Albert, for that reading.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Albert is here with us in the studio as well. We're grateful for that. Well, the deck says economists share the advantages of sports for our children. Let's quickly review what an economist is and does, Lois.
Well, an economist, we hear this word a lot, especially I think in the last decade or two. An expert who studies the relationship between a society's resources and its production or output. And Steve, the interesting thing is it doesn't necessarily have to be global economy. It can also be a village's economy.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to see how things are moving along.
Right. So anytime you see the word economist, you're going to be thinking about money in some way. So we're going to find out that sports and money are related here in this lesson. Albert, take us into this first paragraph. Who do we meet?
Oh, we meet this mother of three. Her name's Lori, and she was super happy to find out that colleges came to her community to recruit athletes. And I really like this line right here. It says, sports open up doors for my daughter. To open up doors, it means to just have different choices and opportunities to be available to her children,
mm-hmm.
which is great because of sports. You know, I know as parents, we always worry about whether kids go to college to get that next higher education or whatnot. And now it's really nice to know that, hey, if you participate in sports, it's one way to help you to get into a college.
Right, right. Let's back up just a little bit. I think a lot of this lesson might be American-centric or Western world-centric.
Western, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not
Western,
sure this this would apply all over the world. In the West, in Western countries, sports are a huge, huge deal, a lot bigger than here in Asia than I think.
Right.
Although it's growing here in Asia. And so sometimes colleges will go around to high schools looking for athletes to play for their team. And that's a big deal. Sports is a big deal for colleges and universities, and they want the best athletes possible. And if an athlete gets invited to play for a university, they get what we call a scholarship, right? A scholarship means it could be a full ride, meaning what?
Oh, when you mean by a full ride, it means they'll fund the whole cost of college. They'll pay for the tuition, the books, the housing, so the student is covered, so the student can be able to focus on representing the college and, you know, furthering their reputation by winning those championships. And I really like how they're mainly their concern is with varsity teams.
Okay. Okay. That's a big deal. If your son or daughter is good enough to play for a university, the university will pay all the expenses. That could save you, the parent, a lot of money, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It does. It really does.
Yeah. So that's one kind of scholarship, an athletic scholarship. And so this mom, Lori Wolk, would be really happy if one of her children got a scholarship, but she's not going to press it. She says, if you want to stop tomorrow, mm-hmm. I'm okay with that too, mm-hmm. right? So we see that she's encouraging her children to go either way. It's up to them right. whether they want to play or not. Now, let's quickly touch on this word varsity. Lois, what is a varsity sport?
Well, I'm glad you asked me this because my children both played varsity level sports on teams, actually here at Taipei American School. So it means varsity means the main team, usually in sports, that represents a school in a competition.
Okay, so these are the teams that will travel to different schools, different cities, even different countries
right.
to compete against other schools. The level below varsity is junior varsity, or what we call JV. Okay, Albert, take us into the next paragraph, please.
So yeah, economists will tell you that they've known for decades that former varsity athletes earn more money. So while in the beginning you said that scholarships regarding with sports and getting full rides with colleges, right, it may be a little American-centric. But here we find out that, hey, even if you're not in the United States and your children, they start playing sports at an early age, they reap other benefits. They learn leadership skills or whatnot, and also prospective employers feel like they have greater self-confidence when they graduate. They're more well-adjusted. They have this experience in, you know, dealing with coworkers, quote-unquote, or with other people.
I think they often can take constructive criticism better.
Oh.
They've been used to it on the playing field mm-hmm. or the gym, and it just seems to go hand in hand.
Yeah, yeah. Lois, you just mentioned your two children were involved in varsity sports.
Right.
Did you notice their character had changed once they started becoming involved in these sports?
I think they were more determined. I really see in my daughter that it made her feel like she could do anything, and I think that's why in her career she's in a kind of a man's world for her career. So it certainly didn't limit her. It kind of launched her.
So is it fair to say that your children are different than they would have been if they did not
become
involved?
I totally believe that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting.
And you know, it's really done a lot in the Commonwealth countries that you continue playing sports, team sports, throughout your whole adult life. So it doesn't end the day you walk out of the college. They often keep doing that, and I think that's a real benefit right there.
Okay. So employers know what you just said, Lois. They know that children, students who grow up playing varsity sports will have something extra that they're bringing to the table when they apply for a job, and recruiters want that. Recruiters know that they have greater self-confidence, leadership skills, and it's more than just doing another extracurricular activity like yearbook, it says here, or band. Those two things are also great, right? You want your kids to be involved in clubs at school and in music with band. But sports give the students a little something different than those other activities do.
It's interesting, you know, some people think, oh, the kids that play on the sports teams or are featured maybe in an individual sport for their school, oh, they won't be in music. But it's amazing how many of those sports students, the ones involved in athletics at school, are also involved in band.
Yes. Yeah. Again, it could be like my friend. Their parents told them you have to do music and a sport. All right, we're going to go back to the top on the right-hand side now and go into the next paragraph. It says, this is not a license to yell at our kids or berate our kids after plays go bad, because experts also explain that our kids don't need to be the top athletes on the varsity teams, for that matter, to have these money-making skills. So they don't have to be awesome at the sport. They don't have to be the best. Mm-hmm. Just the fact that they're participating on the team is an education in itself, right?
Oh, I totally agree.
Yeah. I remember hearing when I was a student in high school that the principal would go on the loudspeaker and say, at the beginning of the year. Now, we want you to be involved in extracurricular activities. He was encouraging all of us to be involved in a sport or some kind of other club. He knew what the people are saying here in today's article, that kids who are involved more, they do better academically, they're more well-rounded, they have better social skills.
They have better time management.
Better time management, absolutely. So it's a good thing. But again, those who are involved in sports have an extra edge, and we'll talk about that more in our next reading, which begins on line 9. So please join us now for that.
Lessons for Life. It's a question of persistence, says Kevin Niffen, an assistant professor at Cornell University. We get the idea there are pro-social values, thinking about other people, that are obtained when playing on a team, and they spill over to outside the team. Niffen and his team of researchers first set up a proxy for a hiring situation by surveying 61 adults with an average age of 39 years old. He then asked them to rate their expectations of prospective employees. Without meeting the candidates, those bosses expected people who played sports in high school to be more confident leaders. Niffen then looked at 951 adults who had graduated from high school 50 years earlier with an average age of 78. The research team asked those people to rate their own sense of leadership, confidence, and self-respect. The respondents who had played high school sports gave themselves scores superior to those who did not.
Okay, lessons for life. When you're a child or student athlete in high school, you're going to learn some lessons about life that you can't learn in the classroom. Can you guys think of one? Albert?
I can. I really like this subheading too, lessons for life. I feel like one of the things going and playing in a team sport has taught me was that, hey, you know, you lose. You can't always be winners. Maybe some people are lucky enough to always be winners. But when you go through a loss, you know, you kind of like, it's tough. It's really tough. But over time, you experience it more and more. You're like, hey, you know what? It's just going to be like in later on in life. It happens. You can't always get what you want. There are losses, and it's perfectly fine.
So it's learning to deal with losing.
Yeah. Right.
And some kids you see maybe on the playground or in school, they don't deal with being a loser very well. It really hurts them, and they lash out verbally, and they behave poorly. We call them sore losers, right? S-O-R-E, sore losers. So this is one thing that it teaches us, how to be a good gracious loser.
Well, it's not only that, but what happens is afterwards, you know, together as a team, you lost, and then you have that brothership or sisterhood together. You experience it together, and you guys, you know, get up the next morning and you go to practice again, and you try again, you know,
right.
You practice again, and then you learn, like, hey, winning's not always the goal,
right.
Or that's not even the most fun part.
Yeah, I know my husband and I have a friend who's a former NHL star, National Hockey League, and he used to tell me one of the things he learned, obviously starting from a young little kid to being a professional hockey star in North America, was to deflect the glory, to realize that you only got that goal or assist because you guys on the team worked together to get that goal in the net. And he said when he learned that, to deflect the glory, it actually helped him enjoy the sport more and helped him be more of a friend to his teammates.
That's a great, great lesson. Something that we should reiterate here at Advanced, again, is teamwork. The ability to work within a team is very, very important to prospective employers.
Right.
They want to know, can you work well in a team?
And you know, Steve, when I'm thinking of this article, I think all of us can think of somebody we know of who's a motivational speaker who was a professional sports athlete. And I just think, well, you've learned so much probably dealing with different teams and management and everything, that can help you too on in the workforce as well, even a career for you.
Absolutely. Well, in the second paragraph, we see that Niffen and his team of researchers first set up a proxy. And a proxy is something you use to represent something else that you were trying to measure or calculate. And so this guy, he wants to measure the importance or the advantages for students who grow up playing sports. And what did he find out, Albert?
What he found out was when he was surveying these adults, there were 61 of them with an average age of 39 years old, he asked them to rate their expectations of prospective employees. And without meeting the candidates, those bosses expected people who play sports in high school to be more confident leaders.
Okay, so in this proxy, he's saying, let's pretend you're a boss and you have these job applicants. What are you looking for on the resume? What are some things you're looking for? And a lot of them said that we are looking for people who have experience playing sports in high school, varsity. These are the people that we want to hire because they have the ability to be confident leaders. So that's the mindset people have. That's the mindset that employers have when they're hiring. So if you want to equip your child to have a better chance at getting a job, maybe, you know, encourage them to play a varsity sport. Okay, now let's go into the next paragraph. Niffen is still researching something different, though, Lois. What is going on here?
Well, then we can read here that it says they looked at 951 adults who had graduated from high school 50 years earlier. So this is like looking back a long time, Steve, with an average age of 78. The research team asked those people to rate their own sense of leadership, confidence, and self-respect. And it says that the respondents who had played high school sports gave themselves scores superior to those who did not.
Which means certainly they have a greater sense of self-confidence, right?
Right.
However, we should say that that doesn't necessarily mean that they have better skills in a certain job.
Exactly. And I still want to point out to parents, I think you should really have a child in a sport for the child and the sport's sake. Like it's something you're giving them and it's something they can take on to adulthood. And for me, it was always something that I thought it was keeping my children physically fit and burning off steam.
Burning off those energies.
Exactly.
And yeah, I'm thinking, and I don't want to give the impression that if you're a parent and you put your child in a sport, a team sport, that they're going to flower and blossom into this self-confident person.
Exactly.
That's not the case. It's not automatic.
Right.
Maybe the point could be made that it's people who have this ambition or self-confidence that are drawn and attracted to joining sports.
Exactly.
Like it's already in them, and this is just an outlet for them to display that. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. Plus, I also think, parents, you have to check with the age of your child, with your family doctor, what sport the doctor recommends your child be playing because of child development. We've heard so much, even in studio classroom and advanced here, about injuries. So you got to be careful of that, too.
Totally right. And especially these days, if you're following the news about American football, what the dangers are involved.
Right, like concussions.
Concussions and mental problems. A lot of national football players, after they retire, they have emotional problems that people think are related to the injuries that they incurred during the games.
Same in ice hockey with all the hitting in ice hockey. There's lots of problems, too. So sometimes I think that we were encouraged in my day to put kids into sports almost too young. They needed to develop physically a bit more before we placed them in a real physical sport.
Sure, sure. Of course, there are good non-physical sports that you could put your young children in, right? Safer ones, swimming, for example.
Tennis is another good one.
Yeah.
I want to say, while I agree that it's really nice that you reminded our audience that, hey, you know, this is not a guarantee, I feel like by placing children in sports based on this article we just finished reading through, it's just, it gives them that opportunity. If anything, it gives them more opportunities. And also, while, you know, like, is really, like, true to word when you said, oh, because they're confident, it doesn't make them better at the job. But I feel like that confidence gives them a little bit more extra to work with. Like, they will not give up as easily. And also, besides confidence, as we talked about earlier, there's all these other life lessons that we learn from sports. Not just being a good leader, but also dealing with loss, working with other people. So there's a lot of advantages.
I totally agree, Albert. Yeah. But we just need to look at the professional sports leagues in America and look at some of these athletes who are just, I don't know what to say. I don't want to say jerks, but they're very selfish, mm-hmm. Self-glorifying. Like, this is just a platform for them to show off. Mm-hmm. And
just like some entertainers can do the same thing too, right?
Yeah.
They forget, I think sometimes they forget that some of them really truly do have a God-given ability, and they forget that totally.
Yeah, and they're not easy to be around, right? And so it's no guarantee, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't try.
No, I totally see what you mean. Like, some of them become what we quote-unquote call divas.
Mm-hmm.
They act really mighty about it, and they're kind of full of themselves.
Yes.
It happens. Yeah, it happens.
Absolutely.
A lot.
Okay. Well, friends, we're going to stop here and pick this up again tomorrow. The benefits of being a child athlete. What do you think? Is it a good thing to put your children in a sport? If so, why? And we'll talk more about this tomorrow. Until then, I'm Steve. For all of us here at Advanced, have a great day.